Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, sports clubs and facilities all over the country are in for a boost after the government announced €170 million in funding for 35 sports projects today. Ministers Catherine Martin and Thomas Byrne launched the cash injection under the large-scale Sport Infrastructure Fund. And Minister for Sport, Thomas Byrne, joins us now, and you're welcome, Minister, to the programme. As it happens, there were record viewing figures for the conclusion of the League of Ireland title race on Friday night. That actually saw a peak audience of over 400,000 people tuning in. And then today, another big day for the league and Bohemians the big winners.
Well, look, I mean, Dalyman Park was obviously FAI's first priority. It was Dublin City Council's first priority. So it's a major national facility, apart from being the home ground for Bohemians, just to host international games. And it's very, very derelict at the moment. It's sad to see, actually. So I'm delighted that this investment can happen. Dublin City Council are in charge of it, which is good because they obviously have the experience to deliver these projects. Bohemians is a community club, and I think that they would be very happy. They are very happy, I imagine, that Dublin City Council is in charge, going to do this. It will happen with significant support from the government. And we're very keen to see football do well. It hasn't always done well in previous decades from government funding. Sometimes they haven't looked for it, but in this case they have, and I think we've responded to that need right around the country. And it's not just stadiums. This wasn't a stadium fund, and it wasn't a football fund only. And we tried to share around as fairly as possible to projects actually that can be delivered in the short term. So Dalyman Park was at a particular advantage with its rankings, but also it has full planning permission to go ahead. So that project is ready to go as far as we're concerned.
So what about the disappointed clubs then around the country today? A club in your own constituency, Drogheda United, for example?
Well, they're on the boundary of the constituency, and I'm a strong supporter of them. Look, they are now on a reserve list, and they will be funded as funds become available. Look, they don't have planning permission. They're hoping to go in for planning permission next year, for example. So I suppose there was an emphasis on deliverability in the short term. We are confident more funding will be available as projects get done. And in addition, there's a use it or lose it clause in these grants announced today. So if projects or councils or associations don't use this money within an agreed time period with the department, they will lose it. And this has been a really, really serious problem with these types of large grants. In fact, in the round from 2020, I think we've only opened six or seven of those projects around the country for various reasons. We had to give them a top-up of money as well. So they've been very slow to be delivered. And some of them are over 5 years old. So there's a new rule in the Department of Sport now. It's use it or lose it.
And projects that don't go ahead. Or does it depend on the project?
Well, it will depend on particular projects. So there are just some projects that just will take longer. And there are other projects that should be up and running more quickly. And that will be worked out. I mean, essentially, everybody who didn't succeed today in terms of an allocation today would have received a letter saying that all valid applications are on the reserve list so that they should be able to receive funding as it becomes available. And the department will be in further communications with them. And their position in priority lists will change because maybe some of them will get planning permission. You mentioned the case of Drogheda United. They're effectively next in the FAI list of priority rankings in terms of stadiums for League of Ireland. So I would be very hopeful that they will get funding, and I would strongly encourage them to continue to look for planning permission.
All right. They're on that reserve list. I want to bring you back to Dalyman Park just briefly, if you don't mind, because I know that whole project redevelopment is estimated to cost about €40 million. They're getting €25 million from the announcement today, which I'm sure they're very much welcome, but big shortfall still.
Well, look, it's a project with Dublin City Council, so this is a huge assist to Dublin City Council to do that project, and we're confident that they can do it. There would have been strong engagement between department officials and the recipients of allocations today over the last while to make sure, as far as we can, make sure the projects that we fund are deliverable, and that what happened the last time wouldn't happen again, which is that in some cases not enough money was given, they didn't get delivered. We want to see these facilities
so you're confident
developed.
Dublin City Council has the capacity to fill in that 15
yes,
million.
Yes, they are. Look, they're one of the biggest local authorities in the country. This is their bread and butter.
Can I ask you briefly about athletics? Because we obviously saw high-performance athletes performing very well at international events, particularly the Olympics this year. Will athletics be getting more investment?
Well, it is. And I mean, it's like Morton Stadium, famous stadium, is getting investment. But actually, when you look at the list of projects around the country, apart from individual athletics facilities, there's quite a lot of multi-sport facilities being granted. That's really the way we want to go. And when people think multi-sport, there's usually a track. So if you look in County Meath and Laytown, there's an eight-lane athletic track with a football pitch, actually. Mallow is getting a new athletic track, and there's quite a number of them all around the country on the list. And I think that's really, really important. Okay. And I'm glad to see Mallow. We previously saw Bandon Athletic Club get funding in the Sports Capital Programme because we were told there's a gap in particularly in Munster and Cork, and that is being addressed.
170 million for sports projects a couple of days before a general election is called. Some people might look at this as a cynical attempt to buy votes.
Well, each and every one of these projects now has approval for the money that they've been awarded. And the reality, this has been going on for the last, I don't know, the last couple of years. So we've given out the Community Sports Facilities Fund, which is the smaller ones. Mm. And we've had this round of these larger ones as well. They just take time to deliver. I was
it
really keen
so
to do it because
the announcement was today, you're saying, is coincidence.
That is reality. We certainly wanted to do it while we were still in government because it was a very important priority for us to do this. It would have been a promise unfulfilled if we didn't announce this. And these, to be honest, many of the projects would have been waiting on the funding allocations as well.
You're also Minister of State at the Department of Tourism, and you will have heard that breaking news this afternoon about the High Court decision on the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, which means that the number of passenger seats available on an aircraft using Dublin Airport next summer will not now be cut because the High Court has granted this stay on the decision by the aviation regulator to cap the number of takeoffs and landing slots during the busy peak season. What's your reaction to that?
Well, look, I'd have to see the exact status of that judgment, whether there's a full hearing due, I don't know. But look, the reality is we are an island and we do need more connectivity in the island. We all use the airport, or at least a lot of us do, more of us than most countries. Now, I think in terms of as a local TD beside the airport, I think the engagement between DAA and the various authorities needs to be upped massively. I think most people who have problems with aircraft noise in my area don't have a problem with more planes. It's just that they want to see their concerns addressed. And I'm glad that Minister James Lawless has started a round of engagement with residents and interest groups in the area, in Fingal and in Meath. And I think that's really, really important because there's a huge amount of people working in the airport in my constituency, and they don't want to see these slots under threat.
Yeah.
But I think people recognise there needs to be a good engagement with local residents as well to recognise what they have to put up with.
There is a full hearing due, and I appreciate that you haven't had the time to take a look at the initial judgment as it is. But Ryanair has said it welcomes the decision, but it says it regrets it had to resort to the courts due to your government colleagues, Eamon Ryan and Tourism Minister Catherine Martin's failure to act. What's your response to that?
Well, I wouldn't accept that because, and as DAA, I think, put it in the case, that at least in the newspaper article that I read, because I wasn't there, I didn't read the judgment, they are, like, at the bottom line is they're subject to planning conditions. And, you know, if you break a planning condition in your home or my home, we are subject to potential prosecution under the Planning Act. And that's the argument that DAA has been making. The airlines have come in with a different argument, and the High Court is the appropriate venue to make the decision on that. The judge has made a decision today, but as you noted, and I think I understood from the newspaper article, this will go to a full hearing. So no doubt the full arguments will be heard, but I don't want to prejudice that in any way.
Sure, I understand.
There are clearly competing interests, but we are an island. We need more connectivity. I know they're not substitutes for Dublin, but there is connectivity available in Shannon, in Cork, in Knock in particular. And I think, you know, we should be looking at that. But we Dublin is a hub airport, and it's not going to be replaced by other airports around the country for those purposes. But we certainly can look at what we can do in the regional airports as well.
Can I ask you finally, Minister, about your own party in advance of the election? Fianna Fáil Senator Eugene Murphy confirming today he's going to contest the general election as an independent candidate in the constituency of Roscommon Galway. And also we've new Ross councillor, Fianna Fáil councillor Michael Sheehan, a Fianna Fáil councillor for 25 years, now also going to stand as an independent. Not welcome news, I'm sure, for your party.
Well, I didn't certainly know about the latter, and I'd heard wind, obviously, in various newspaper articles about the former. So I can't comment on it, except that we've really good candidates in those constituencies. Minister James Brown in Wexford, and indeed Dr. Martin Daly, who won the selection convention for the party. And I feel sorry for anybody loses the selection convention, but that is the democratic nature of politics, unfortunately. And Dr. Martin Daly is our candidate in Roscommon.
And you don't think it's going to harm Fianna Fáil having two Gene Pool Fianna Fáil candidates running as independents in the constituencies?
Sure. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, this country needs a government. Whoever you put into power needs to run the country. You won't agree with everything that parties do or governments do, but there needs to be somebody with their hand on the tiller. And if every constituency just elects independents, there won't be a government. And I think that's a message that I think we need to get out there, that the, you know, parties whoever you support, parties are the ones that will make up governments, that will be the bedrock of a government, that will be there when there's a crisis in the country like COVID, like the war in Ukraine.
Plenty of independents have propped up governments in the past or formed together.
Yeah,
you
they
know,
do, but they do. I accept that. But I said the parties are the bedrock of governments. And if every constituency starts just returning independence, then we wouldn't be able to form government. So that's why we're making the case for our party, for Fianna Fáil, for our record in the last few years, and that we want to continue that record, which is to further increase the number of houses, which started turning around 2020 when we came in terms of the increase,
okay.
Further improvements to the health service, and to make All our
right.
streets safe.
We can set out your election stall when the election is called. Can we expect that on Thursday?
Well, that's a matter for the Taoiseach, and then that's a matter for the Taoiseach, so you'll have to ask him. But I certainly look, there's no point saying it. We're all expecting it this week at some point. So thank God we're a democracy and it will happen.
Minister Thomas Byrne, thank you very much for joining us.